This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are 14 days left until the deadline for the U.S. and its allies to reach a deal with Iran over its nuclear ambitions. There will surely be long days and long nights around negotiating tables, but in the background lurks the reality that the U.S. and Israel, although they have never admitted it, have already done great damage to Iran's nuclear program. It was an unconventional attack in the most fundamental sense of that word. It wasn't a bomb or a missile, but a computer virus known as Stuxnet, the world's first digital weapon. Kim Zetter is a senior editor at Wired, and she is also the author of a new book about Stuxnet. It's called Countdown to Zero Day. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I guess maybe what we need to do is start with a quick description or definition of Stuxnet, would you? What is it?
So Stuxnet is a worm/virus malicious code that was launched against Iran's uranium enrichment program. It was discovered back in 2010, and it was designed not to steal anything, not to even harm the computers that it was infecting. It was designed to physically sabotage equipment that was being controlled by the computers that it infected.
How bad was it? Because I will tell you that reading this book, it makes it sound like Stuxnet was the cyber Armageddon, if you will.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of people want you to think that. It was obviously caught prematurely due to some errors that the attackers made, and it could have been much more effective than it was.
Is it fair to say, even though neither side has acknowledged that they are the ones who created this device, if you will, is it fair to say that the Americans and the Israelis then launched a new age of cyber warfare with this thing?
It is fair. And I think that in some regards, this was perhaps a bit reckless. I mean, I think that, you know, people will be divided on whether this actually averted a kinetic war, because there was talk about Israel definitely wanted to, you know, launch an airstrike against Natanz. And this was an alternate. But on the other hand, as you point out, it opens the way for other countries to also use this kind of resolution for problems.
Natanz, of course, is the Iranian nuclear weapons facility, or nuclear facility, shall we say. But let me ask you this, and you point this out in the book. There is a strong case to be made that at some point in the not-too-distant future, this is going to bite us in the fanny, right? Because it's going to be pointed at us.
Yeah, what it did, I mean, Stuxnet really shone this spotlight on these inherent vulnerabilities in systems that are 20 to 40 years old. Industrial control systems don't get replaced like your desktop system. They stick around for years, and they were never built for security.
Please tell me that you discovered in your reporting for this book that the National Command Authority and the government are spending as much money on defensive weapons as they are on things like Stuxnet.
Well, there's the thing.
okay, that's not what I wanted to hear.
So, no. But I want to point out something that doesn't get discussed very much, and that's the use of zero-day exploits. Mm-hmm. Generally, when researchers discover a vulnerability in a system like the Microsoft operating system or your Apple iOS system, they report it to the vendor so the vendor can patch it. And then, of course, we're all secure at that point. With zero-day exploits, when the government wants to use them for attack purposes, they keep this information secret. And so systems at home and elsewhere are kept vulnerable just for the purpose of using the same vulnerability to attack an enemy or an adversary system. So I think that it's a discussion that we've never really had in this country, and I think that hopefully Stuxnet will bring this discussion to the fore, and so that we really do decide as a country to defend our systems, or are we willing to leave systems vulnerable to attack so that we can attack others?
Genie's out of the bottle, right? There's no going back on this. I mean, digital weaponry is out there and deployed.
There's no going back. There's been talk about some kind of treaty or negotiations for what's off limits. We already have rules of war that cover kinetic warfare. You can't, you know, bomb a hospital, certain things like that. But with a digital weapon, you can avoid attribution. A digital weapon is much more secret than a physical weapon. It's harder to attribute who the attacker is in order to lay blame or responsibility afterward.
Kim Zetter, she is a senior writer at Wired. Her new book is called Countdown to Zero Day. It's about Stuxnet. It's a good read. Kim, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.